Yeah, well.
That's just some. I've made a presentation.
That's nice.
But I'll open it on the smart board so we can all see it. So it's in the project documents because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So I'm the project manager, so I have to fill it in. Well, we have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening and then we'll meet each other, but we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So this is the opening. We'll we have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So we want it to be original, so a nice new design, trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be, have the right buttons in the right place, those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. The rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that movement. I want to. Of course, it will not work anymore.
Maybe you should try the white on the big white one.
Yes,
that will work.
Eraser. Okay. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can. You can save a file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away. Mm-hmm. Just we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything. We just let them all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select pen. You can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish. You have to write. It's not as fast as you you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So
it's gone. All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a smart board. So that's fantastic. This speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice East, but I don't know what
This
I'm
is
going to
where.
decide. Oh. That's
I hope
oh.
this was part of the
Yeah.
assignment and not your I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just
enjoyment.
said it's not my idea, but I am great manager and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kinda losing time though. We're losing time.
Yeah.
The first meeting is just a bit loose, loosen up. Bit meeting each other and I hope our industrial designer does this better because it's just
Don't count on it.
No. A few legs.
You have a guess?
Yes, yes.
Hippo.
Well, I should mention it out loud.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
No. No, I know.
Well, what is it?
That's
I
a
don't know how to
hedgehog.
spell it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
Pure difficult English word. I didn't know it myself either.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Those kinds of things. So we can just we're going back and now our industrial designer can draw its
I'm the
most
industrial
favorite
designer.
animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's marketing designer.
I think this resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's Nijntje.
Nijntje, what kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
It
starts with red.
It's a rabbit. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yes,
it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
We want to erase it.
No.
Oh,
No. Save it and start a new save it.
Yes.
But you are
And
very
start a new
important.
black doc
These
black
are very
document.
important documents, of course. These
Yeah, well, we have to save
Okay.
everything. So
Right.
now next one
You go on that.
and then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different pen wipes, the line, the thickness.
Right.
So well, you should try it, but
I should have made mine a white rabbit.
well, you could have, but
He deliberately
it speaks
draws
for
an
itself.
animal we don't know the English word for yet.
What the
It looks like an
just a duck.
looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Dino.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big Bird.
It's
You're
the
standing
duck.
in front of
It's
it, I can see
the
that.
plane.
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of a
It doesn't draw
Do we have to
circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, but
Do we have
Release your anger.
to name a specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well,
Well,
I save the document and then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will
Here
choose a new color and a new pen wipe. So
Why
we can
do
all
I have
see
to
it.
do the difficult task?
No. Well, first, yeah.
And it's all
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
And current
color.
color, and I find new. When you choose
I
a new
like.
color.
And they don't have pink. Oh, yeah. I think this is.
And a new pen wipe. Also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line wipe, and you can choose a
Line
nice
width.
Width.
With each other.
50. And then I can draw.
Yeah. So, just the way. That's the way we do it.
It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat.
I have a pussy.
Oh. The line width is too thick, but.
Well, then you change it. And erase things. What?
big.
It smiles nicely.
Super big.
Now I have to change lamp. One. These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
Nah, good trade.
Meow. Well, if this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll
save
it.
Alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well, I feel comfortable
well
now.
Thanks to
it's terrific.
Yeah.
I feel
group spirit.
Yeah, that's it.
We have one big happy family now.
Something like. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to say that €25 internationally, and so we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million.
So
I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right,
and marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. I guess the presentation can wait. We can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't like to compare anything about
that. No,
it's not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four.
If
you just
have
one,
it's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors. Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Hey.
On our corporate site, I saw a new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to set off for €50 million.
Yes, €50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So
but the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and that every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then maybe I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done. Just
well, we should not have too many buttons.
That's right. You don't use the half of them. That's culture international.
Maybe you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and maybe other buttons multifunctional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we do. We even have more than just a DVD player. Then we have other.
We should make compatible.
We also just released a TFT.
Yeah, so
myself.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people doing that.
It's
a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah.
because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give it a nice design.
Yeah,
but it's
that's
the new build sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could use another form or shape or color.
Oh yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
Where you can make it triangle shaped. It's
well,
not
we
very recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
Then
yeah. We can use it as a gamepad. So.
Oh,
yeah, how do we do that?
One hand has to be here.
No, young people want something different. It is
one of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah. But you still have to know it's remote, not a.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So.
Yeah.
The form will have been tested out. So,
so the long box shape thing must be useful.
Yes.
Or
well,
else they would have been.
For me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have. And then the button
yeah,
that I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. Yeah, you have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
need
the long box shape. Why not? It has to be custom made for a hand.
Those new DVD players on the market, you have like this.
You can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you used to look at new Philips, they spend it with the
DVD players. Yes.
The new remotes aren't box shaped. That's all old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are falling thicker at the end.
Yeah, right.
But thinner.
It
towards
fits
the other end.
Mm. Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some
yeah,
round. Round forms
that's shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has a round form, but in the end it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right. Maybe something like this, or and then
a
button here to switch
like
between different systems, like DVD player, and so you can.
A bigger, recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The button should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
to
possible to make it. Apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So there has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe you should use colors.
Oh
yeah. I think maybe we can just like on cell phones those pointies.
Yeah.
You can put on them. So
that
you can customize your own remote with different colors or special paint job.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials.
Well, it's just about our first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets, etc. Yes.
I already thought about something. It's important to notate all the decisions. That
yes.
Sorry.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So. This is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room. So it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can still talk about the materials.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber. Yeah,
a little bit too heavy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be used.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to, to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? It's all about.
I think so. It's.
It's not that in China. It's
standard way.
Yeah.
You know, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah. But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
We make a universal remote. Yeah. It has to work with all kinds of brands.
Without TVs, are mostly made in China and that sort of kind of
probably, yeah. China rules.
Here's a presence button and with an infrared beam.
But
the signals, the vision set, according to you, that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the front's idea?
Well, I think we can look into that in the next
rehearsal.
Yeah.
And you can always use a front on it. You can use a display.
Yes.
But you can.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy them.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
you can make profit with them, and it's a way to make them shrink.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah,
simple color, not very flashy.
Well, it has to fit the two television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So
standard. But people often don't like bright colors or something. We have to make it gray. Well, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research.
Yeah,
you can ask.
Yeah. I'll investigate.
Yes. Well, our user interface. You can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also the look and feel of
the
remote is also my deck.
Yeah. What's the URL on the website?
I was wondering that too.
You
went to the company website.
Well,
yeah,
if
it's just
if
you
start
up your internet.
The start time. Right.
Finish meeting now! All right.
Well, we'll go to back end.
We can go to the website.
Oh, it's great.
The next meeting is
in 30 minutes.
But I think you will be warned.
To get over here, I'll have to
restore my desktop.
It's totally broken.
It's half of a normal size.
All right. Oh.